The documentary chronicles the lives of four boys from a small town in Michigan who go to war. The show is hosted by Canines with a Cause, which has a very pertinent tie-in to the movie. Kathy King is the former director of Friends of Animals, who now has Canines for a Cause, which focuses on helping veterans with animal-assisted therapy. She says dogs can help veterans with some of the post-traumatic stress they've experienced.
But most of these people won't even leave their home. You know, the dog gives them a reason to go out and walk the dog or get food for the dog. But, you know, the hypervigilance, you know, they're afraid if they don't have something watching their back, which is where the dog comes in. The dogs really can help them in a lot of ways, but there are also a lot of people out there that need more than a dog. So that's sort of where this came about. And I think more than anything, it really is just creating that public awareness of how severe this problem is. You know, these folks really need our support in a lot of ways, and just understanding it is a place to start.
King says the movie looks at the struggles the four soldiers had when they came home.
Their job was to ride around in a Humvee and find roadside bombs. So subsequently, they suffered with traumatic brain injury, a lot of concussions. And when they came home, their struggles of dealing with finding a job and trying to go to college when your brain is scrambled from, you know, 8 concussions and those types of things.
Animal-assisted therapy has become King's focus recently. She says dogs perform a crucial role in the lives of these veterans.
I received a very touching email a few months ago from a young man who basically told me that the dog had saved his life, that he was contemplating suicide. And by having that dog, it gave him a purpose and a reason to live. And the dog actually was pretty unruly. So it sort of gave him that mission to save the dog and not let it go back to the shelter. And military folks, they sign up because they want to give. They want to protect. They want to be of service, you know, to their fellow man. And when they're sent home and put on disability because of, you know, injuries and things that they've seen and went through, they're placed on a couch to watch Oprah on disability. And that takes away everything they have to live for. So you have to give them something, even if it's just a dog.
She says dogs are trained to recognize when the veterans are experiencing post-traumatic stress and get them out of the situation.
The women in the military have been raped or sexually assaulted, so they are really looking at the dog as a form of protection. You know, most of them don't sleep. They're on Ambien. So having a dog, they know the dog will bark and wake them up if someone comes into their home. We do train the dogs to go into their homes before they go into, so they feel safe that nobody's in there. So there's a lot of different things they can do. If they are having an anxiety attack and they're in a crowd of people, the dogs are trained to lead them out of the crowd and, you know, lick their face or do something to sort of bring them out of that moment, which PTSD will take you back to a horrible situation. You've seen a child get blown up or one of your friends. You relive that over and over and over again, which is why a lot of them commit suicide. They just can't deal with those memories. Whereas the dog can really try to keep them in the now as opposed to letting them drift back into that moment.
That's Kathy King of Canines with a Cause. The documentary Where Soldiers Come From will be shown at the Jim Santee Auditorium on Tuesday evening at 6:30 p.m. It's followed by a panel discussion. The movie is free. Just a small donation is requested. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.